Welcome, dear listeners. It is my sincere pleasure to invite you to embark on a transformative journey with the Ministering Angel podcast, hosted by Ronald Myers Jr. Whether you're a newcomer or a returning seeker, prepare to uncover an invaluable resource in your pursuit of a deeper connection with Jesus Christ. If you're yearning to unlock your full potential and triumph over life's challenges, then Ronald, a true prophet of God, has been sent to be your guide. His words are not mere rhetoric, but a divine messenger, empowering you to conquer adversity and emerge victorious. With each episode, you'll discover a treasure trove of insights and inspiration, equipping you with the strength, wisdom, and resilience needed to overcome life's challenges. It's not just a podcast, it's a sanctuary where faith is fortified and miracles unfold. I am truly grateful for your time and presence. Welcome to the Ministering Angel podcast, where Ronald Myers Jr. stands as your faithful companion, leading you on a transformative journey towards a deeper understanding of your faith and a more fulfilling life. Prepare to be inspired, empowered, and forever changed. Here's Ronald.
Forgiveness, love, God's power. In today's podcast, allow me to emphasize a point that I discussed earlier. I firmly believe in its importance in a believer's life, and if you grasp this, it will make your life so much easier. I want you to ask yourself a question. If this were you, how would you handle it? I don't think many of you comprehend the feeling of being in the enemy's camp, especially when circumstances were manipulated to place you there. I don't think you understand what it's like to look at people every day and know they hate you, that they are setting traps for you, that they are trying to destroy you. I don't think you fully understand the depths they have gone through to see me fail. They've teamed up with each other, though they're enemies of each other. They've attempted all forms of witchcraft against me, and have they've attempted to take me out physically. They are jealous. Some of them are trying to do what I do while watching from the shadows. They smile in my face while attempting to stab me in the back. Constantly, they try to either exploit my talents and gifts or surveil me for an opportunity to strike. I have people who hate me, I don't even know, people I have never met, because they heard or listened to something that was falsely said about me. When I started this journey, I always wondered why, as I was in the company of certain people, they would attack me for no reason. Right from the start, people I had just met in the first two churches I went to after being saved started pursuing me. They would attack me for no reason. It was very confusing as a new believer. It took me a long time to fully grasp why this was. Then I realized it was a good thing. It's important that you fully understand that you have the power to choose how you respond. You choose whether to show the love of Christ or whether to operate from your flesh. You choose to be an example of the right way to be, or show you've not matured in Jesus. I want you to understand that the circumstances are worse than what I've shared. But I made a choice in how I was going to handle it despite how challenging things got. I want you to know that for 6 months, the enemy has been daily attempting to keep me from becoming the man that God created me to be. I want you to grasp that once I realized I was not up against the person in front of me, but was fighting against demonic spirits, everything changed. It changed because, if you're wise, then you know that you have to use other weapons to win these battles. You cannot fight spiritual battles with fleshly weapons. Make no mistake, I received a few wounds. I fell a few times, but I never stayed there. I always got right back up. Having identified my mistakes, I attempted to avoid repeating them. I sought the Word of God for any and every situation. I made a choice, the choice to be Christ-like, the choice to love, the choice to show forgiveness. Once you fully embrace it, you'll be surprised by how effortless this can be. See, I didn't know all that I now know right away. God has been revealing the truth to me bit by bit. When I arrived at the enemy's camp, I had no notion that what I'd learned would be revealed. But that was God's plan. He knew I needed to know the truth, so that the people I thought were for me would not benefit from what God will bless me with. He knew I needed to see their true nature. God knew I needed to understand why I could not operate fully in my gifts. He knew I needed to know the extent to which the enemy went to come against me. He knew I needed clarity and closure on certain aspects of my life. He knew I had many questions that still needed answers. Over the 6 months, he answered them all. He showed me everyone, past and present. He showed me the future. But more importantly, he gave me a reason to make the choice that I made, the choice to walk in love, the choice to forgive, the choice to pray for God to forgive them. I've heard many people over the years see how I've done things, and the comment always is, "You are a better man than me." Yes, I am, but not for the reasons you think. I'm better because I choose to do things according to the Word of God. I choose to put people's needs before my own. Simply stated, I choose to be Christ-like. That's the difference. I made a choice. As I came into the truth of the people surrounding me, I chose to not show what I knew, to walk in love, to walk in forgiveness. In doing so, this kept my soul and spirit clean. I would not allow myself to be tainted by anything that's not of God. Yes, every day I'm looking at people who want to destroy me, but I know within me they can't win. I know that because of the God in me, witchcraft cannot touch me. I knew no weapon formed against me can work. Because of that knowledge, why do I need to do anything? I've already won. I just have to go through the motions of showing it. What the enemy doesn't realize is that I can see beyond what it doesn't know I can see. I see what's coming before it gets to me. That's why nothing he attempts works. I do have divine security, but that's part of the package. There's nothing better than knowing what the enemy is attempting before it comes near you. It makes for an unfair battle. It makes it where you look at the enemy and you laugh because the attempts that's being tried aren't working, which is frustrating him. I can see the anger building up. I see the temper tantrums taking place. It's amusing. The truth is, despite watching everything and everyone around me, I live in peace. I'm controlling the atmosphere. I'm having the enemy run and hide in their respective corners. I have the enemy fearful to speak to me. I have them completely intimidated. Why? Because the power of God is upon me. Because I walk in light, a light so bright that they tremble in their darkness. Because the light kills the darkness, there is no darkness in the light. That's why they're terrified. You are listening to me right now because of that light. The Bible states in 1 John 1:5 that God is light, and in Him there is no darkness. This is a truth we, as believers, have to embrace. This truth makes it easy for me to look at people and treat them with the love of Jesus. In doing so, I don't worry about revenge, retaliation, or any form of payback. Let me tell you, if there's someone who has a cause to do so, it would be me. But there's no need. God will deal with them. My responsibility is to forgive them, pray for them, and believe that repentance is in their future. The Bible tells us to bless our enemies. Don't take my word for it. Here it is in Matthew 5:44-45. It reads, "But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven." I hope this is making sense to you and why I made the choices I made. There's one more thing that I know the enemy doesn't know that I know. As you are listening to this right now, the enemy has begun to reap what it has sown. You cannot mess with a child of God and expect that there will be no consequences. It doesn't work like that. All those who came against me, banded together against me, lied on me, hated me for no reason, persecuted me, betrayed me, did all forms of witchcraft against me, and any other form of demonic oppressing against me, is having all that come back on them. That's the way it works for a child of God. So what's there for me to do but watch, not cheerfully, but with the hope of repentance? They thought they were battling me, but what they are now finding out is that the battle is the Lord's. God sees all and knows all. Make the correct choice to love, forgive, and walk in Christ-likeness. I promise you, you'll be rewarded for it, and you'll be elevated because of it. You'll be blessed because of your obedience.
Your willingness to listen fills me with gratitude. I'm confident that the wisdom shared here will prove invaluable in navigating your current challenges. Let's invoke divine insight, as described in 2 Kings 6:17, and pray for eyes to see beyond our circumstances. In Hosea 4:6, we're reminded of the dangers of spiritual ignorance, which can lead to our downfall. Embrace this truth with an open heart, guided by the loving presence of the Holy Spirit. Stay encouraged, knowing that where there is great love, miracles abound. Remember, your prophet is here for you, ready to offer support and guidance every step of the way.